with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we are on the eve of the deer season rifle opener. And what better time to call our product experts in the firearms industry than our friends down at Allen Bob's, right?
I agree.
We just got done talking with the guys from Henry Repeating Arms, and we're kind of into this. So
yeah.
Now on the live line, we have Merle Shoemaker, the general manager of Allen Bob's Sports on the south side of Grand Rapids. Hey, Merle, how's it going, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that great introduction, guys.
Well, yeah, you know, you deserve every word of it, right?
Appreciate it.
We have a lot of fondness for your business because you're one of our original sponsors now. And another one of our originals is in studio here, Fenn Valley. So this is just like the ultimate show. But I before we get into your content, I just want to say that some of my best hunting stories have woven into them Allen Bob Sports.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic over the year, and it's been a pleasure, you know, being a partner of you guys and doing all the things that we do outdoors. And you guys, the wonderful cooks you are, that you've helped us with our, you know, our seminars and cooked for everybody doing that. And it's been a great partnership.
Well, and we get free beer when we're there, so it's really good.
Right, yeah. That doesn't hurt either.
And
why?
Yeah. So Merle, Allen Bob's recently, I guess this year, not so recent, but this year, relocated the store, right?
Yeah, we relocated from South Division by 28th Street down to 68th Street and 131 in the M6 intersection. So we're right off the highway, sit right behind the Marathon gas station, not too far. We have a much bigger building, 25,000 square feet, as opposed to, you know, about 8 in our old one. So it's grown. We blended our two businesses with Millbrook Tack together. So we have Allen Bob Sports. We have everything hunting, fishing, and Western tack and English. And, you know, it's been a great marriage.
So what do you have in terms of scopes? I'm looking for one more scope.
So we have, you know, some great deal on a Nikon ballistic plex scope. And we have the Leopold 450 Bushmaster plex scope, too, which is, I can't even tell you how many of those we're putting on. But those two scopes are by far, you know, two of the best. They have great optics. They're designed, you know, for the 450. The Nikon is designed, you know, for any rifle you want to put that on at 4 to 12 power.
So roughly what's that Bushmaster go for?
That Bushmaster is $259.
Oh, my gosh.
And that has got a plex in it designed for the ballistics of the 450 Bushmaster, which is, by the way, the hottest caliber out there in deer hunting right now by far.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because that's a relatively new caliber. And why do you think it's so hot?
So the reason it's so hot is because we all of a sudden, you know, 2 years ago, the DNR opened it up, the slug zone, to pistol calibers. And the 450 Bushmaster is designed as a pistol caliber, so straight-walled pistol caliber, and they're building that into some really fine rifles, so they can use a rifle that you can shoot 250 yards in the slug zone with.
And what's the drop at 250?
I don't know exactly the ballistics. I have to look at the chart, Bob, but, I mean, you can, with the beauty of it is with the scopes that are designed to go on it with that ballistic plex scope, they are designed so you don't have to have any compensation there at all.
And what kind of a chassis on that gun? What style of rifle is that?
Now, you can use, we have the full complement of 450 Bushmasters, from ARs to a single shot CVA, and we have the Ruger American And we also have the Ruger American Go Wild, which is probably the hottest selling 450 Bushmaster right now. And we're one of the few shops that have that gun in stock right now.
The last time I picked up a rifle from you, it was a Henry 4570. And that's still one of my pride and joys. But I've got so many guns from you, and I just built a new gun room, so I'm looking forward to adding to that arsenal if I can ever get my house done.
Yeah, that's that 4570 Henry. We have a full complement of ammo for that too, designed for those lever action rifles. But those Henrys are super, really nice guns, and what a great company to deal with.
Well, Merle, that brings to mind: how do we choose the right ammo for our gun? I mean, obviously, you have to choose the caliber that fits your, but bullet weight, ballistic tips. Give us some ideas on why we might choose one over the other.
Whitetail, especially.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, a ballistic tip originally was designed as a fly-fire type of bullet, so the ballistic coefficient with that bullet was real good. So they were designed as a polymer tip, something that you could shoot a long ways that would get not as much wind drift, so it'd cut through the air a little bit better. That being said, it's not always the best bullet for expansion. So if you don't have... The softer the tip, the more expansion you get at a shorter distance, the better off you are. But if you need something to fly real accurate, the ballistic tip is a real good option. And you want to choose a grain that's really designed for whitetail. You don't need anything in a heavy grain where it might have a problem expanding that bullet. So if you're using a 220 grain on whitetails, in, you know, say a 30 caliber bullet, that might not expand that well. It might not be the ideal bullet for you. So you want something that'll expand a little bit faster, 150 grain in a 30 caliber bullet. That'll expand, do what it's supposed to do on the animal that it's supposed to do.
Okay, because it's lighter, it comes apart faster?
Exactly. So it's not going to actually come apart, but it's going to expand and mushroom out faster.
That's what I meant, yeah.
And that creates much more shock when you hit the animal. And, you know, anytime you can take it in when you're hunting and you can put that animal down faster, the better off we are.
Okay, so sure. I'll be using a 270 Sako. Tell me what bullet.
There's not as much range in a 270, but you have 130 and 150. Either one is a good choice. I would recommend the 130 for whitetails and the 270.
And what type of a bullet?
And you want something like a faster expanding bullet, probably, you know, like a pointed soft point of some type.
Okay.
Ballistic tips, they are doing wonders with those, but, you know, Winchester makes a great pointed soft point bullet that expands well, and they're very reliable.
That's what I usually use.
So, yeah. Merle, help us out. If you said I could take a 130 grain bullet or a 150 grain bullet, do I need to sight my gun in differently if I'm switching ammo?
You definitely do. I mean, even though the grain on those two bullets is not that significant, there can be small differences in the bullet itself and how it goes through the rifling on your gun. So anytime you're switching ammo, brands of ammo, any grain, you're going to want to resight, at least make sure that it's the same. And many times it will be the same job, but, you know, there's a lot of times when you can shoot the same grain bullet and just change a brand and it'll shoot totally different in that gun. So it's always a good idea.
And I guess the distance, you know, usually where I hunt, where I run into all your shoppers is my longest shot has been maybe 150 yards. So it doesn't seem to make much difference at that shorter range, but some of these guys are sitting in a field in a box like Jop. He's got a suite out there on 1,000 acres, and you could be shooting.
Just outfitted it with an Aeron chair.
That's the way to do it. You know, this is time to relax when you go deer hunting.
Yeah, you need an alarm clock, right? Is what,
right,
you need.
Yeah. But anyway, Merle, always great for you to impart your knowledge on us. Appreciate it. Get out there and find your buck. I know you're going to be hunting later this week. So really appreciate you taking time. And let everybody know, where's Alan Bob Sports at?
68th Street and 131, just off the 131 M6 intersection.
All right, south end of, yeah, Grand Rapids.
Just look,
Merle,
for all the horse trailers and all the horse stuff. Right. And you can pick up a pair of cowboy boots when you're in there.
Yeah. You sure can.
Merle Shoemaker.
Well.
Merle Shoemaker, Alan Bob Sports, new location, great friend. And we look forward to seeing you December 4th, I believe.
Yes, we will see you December 4th. We're going to do a big ice fishing seminar. It'll be a lot of fun. We do that once a year.
Yeah.
And it'll be a big, big hoedown.
Right? All right. Grilling Guys will be there December 4th. Show up with Schmoes. See ya.
Sir.
Coming up next, we're going to make a little deer camp chili. Stick with us. We'll be back. Because of Fred Bear.